Drysdale vignette, Christmas tree destiny. 3, 2, 1. What is the destiny of your Christmas tree this year? Hi, I'm Mark Drysdale with suggestions about uses for your tree in a moment. 3, 2, 1. The purchase and use of a cut Christmas tree each year is not a depletion of a natural resource. Virtually all of the trees cut for Christmas in Canada are purpose-grown on plantations and are considered a crop like all farm products. In many cases, they are being grown on land that would otherwise be out of production because an oversupply of many farm commodities. However, what happens to your Christmas tree once it's discarded is another matter, to which little attention has been paid. Not all cities have begun the special collections of Christmas trees, although most have. Of those that have, many do not put the trees to a special use, such as chipping them into a long-lasting mulch for use along pathways in parks. While citizens can get involved in urging their municipal officials to make good use of old Christmas trees, a first priority should be homeowners making use of their own and neighbors' trees. If you have a new landscape, branches cut from your Christmas tree will make an excellent protective covering for the young plants. Pine boughs or fir boughs will certainly look much nicer than ugly burlap. If you have access to a mulcher, run the trees through it and use the resultant mulch on the beds around evergreen plantings next spring. If you, too, dislike the use of salt on icy sidewalks, try shredded needles. Finally, if a cut tree bothers you, next year consider a smaller living potted one that's moved to a pre-dug hole in the garden to grow on for decades. I'm Mark Drysdale.